minute late calling the meeting to order, ladies and gentlemen. I was sharing with marvelous students. So good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming, and I'd like to call the meeting to order. And may you please rise and join us for a moment of silence, and then our CIS students will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. Students, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Mr. Hammond, may we have roll call, please? And Mr. Hammond, before you do roll call, half of the board, I'm very happy to see you tonight.
I'm happy to see you, too.
Thank you.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Present.
Mrs. Fenn.
Present.
Mr. Gull.
Present.
Mr. Murdoch.
Present.
Mr. Shafrath.
Here.
Thank you.
I need a motion to approve from the March 11th, 2024 meeting,
motion.
Please. Second?
Yep.
Any discussion?
Mr. Murdoch?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Gullib?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Osborne, you're up with the needle mover, please.
All right, we kind of changed our order a little bit, so if anybody was just hold on, we'd like to recognize staff, and we pick a meeting to have our needle mover each month. They come up at our at my meetings with the team, and tonight we'd like to recognize Karen Haynes. Looking, I saw Karen earlier. There she is. So Karen was, Mrs. Ollinger wrote about Karen, that she comes to work every day very positive and supportive of all students and staff. She always looks for ways to assist students academically and within the entire grade level. She is a great team member, and in school, extremely flexible is probably the top category in finding ways to help students grow. She supports our staff and our students' after-school activities as a student council volunteer. And every year, Karen moves the needle with her quality of work and service. It is a privilege to have Karen in our district. So I'd like to award you our needle mover for the month.
Come on now. All right, now we're going to do our Students of the Month. And the board will go out front, please. Okay, thank you.
I'm very happy to introduce to you guys our April students from CIS. These are our kiddos who work hard every day, who are kind to others, and positive role models at our school. We're going to start with our third graders, Lauren Roller. Lauren works hard every day and takes pride in what she does. She is kind to others and makes sure they feel included. Lauren takes the extra steps that others make sure that she will come to the correct conclusion. Congratulations, Lauren. Dana Miller. Devin is a responsible and kind third grader. He works hard and is always focused on the task at hand. He is an excellent role model for his peers in so many ways. Great job, Devin. Yay! In fourth grade, we have Braylon Bigley. Braylon's willingness to work hard is inspiring to others. Her quiet demeanor is an asset to the fourth grade class. Braylon is kind to her teacher and classmates. Keep up the outstanding work. Yay! We also have Caden Hayes, who is not here tonight. Congratulations to Caden, our fourth grade student. Caden's enthusiasm for learning, the effort he gives in class, and kindness towards his classmates truly makes him shine. In fifth grade, we have Sadie Schooling, who I do not think made it. Okay. Sadie is a kind, hard work grade student who does her best each day. Throughout the year, we've witnessed Sadie's remarkable growth and confidence, both academic academically and personally. She fearlessly tackles challenges and embraces learning with enthusiasm. We also have Ung. Owen exemplifies diligence as a fifth grade student, consistently investing maximum effort into every task. Despite his quiet demeanor, Owen actively engages by asking insightful questions and demonstrating exceptional teamwork skills, contributing positively to the classroom dynamic. Great job, Owen. And in sixth grade, we have Leilani Vega. Leilani is a polite, respectful student who always does her best. She always has a positive attitude and is helpful toward others. Leilani always has a face and a willingness to learn. Great job, Leilani. Then we have Jack Trillo. Jack has a friendly, positive, and kind attitude that is very admirable. He puts a smile on our faces every day with his positive attitude and optimism. Great job, Jack.
I'm going to continue with Hazel Harvey. I'm going to start with our first second grader is Lily Janice. Lily, kind, creative spirit. She is quite the artist. Her drawings are colorful and inspirational. Lily is hardworking and improving daily in both math and reading. We are thrilled with her accomplishments and behavior in second grade, both in and out of class. She's going to help her fellow classmates and shares whatever she has. She recently gave me a sticker that says, "You got this." You got this, Lily. We have second grade Chevelle Irvin. I do not believe she's here this evening. Chevelle's our second grade student of the month for many reasons. Her character traits include friendliness, reliability, trustworthy, diligence, self-control, concern for others, kindness, compassion, patience, and respect. She is also so kind to the others in her classroom. We are so proud of her progress this year and are excited for her to be named second grade student of the month. All right, great. We have Nora Steele. Nora is a kind, hardworking student who tries her very best every day. Comes in every day with a smile on her face, ready to work and learn, and always has such a positive attitude. Nora has worked hard to keep improving every day in first grade. Congratulations, Nora. We have Rock LaMonica. Rocco is a hard worker. He always tries his best at school. He really likes to be challenged. He is also a kind friend to everyone and helps out when he can. Rocco is polite to his friends and teachers. He has a great smile and he uses it every day. Congratulations, Rocco. Our kindergarten, we have Quinn. Quinn is an exemplary CHIPS student. She is caring and always willing to help her friends. She is hard and always participates. She has shown improvement in both math and reading this year. She is problem solving and always will help others when they need help in class. Quinn is polite and has great manners. Finally, she's always willing to share with others. I've been lucky to have Quinn in class this year and have loved seeing her grow throughout the school year. Keep up the great work, Quinn. Last but not least, we have Sadie Stevenson. Sadie is kind and friendly to all students. She is always willing to help and support her peers. Sadie works very hard and makes choices following rules and directions. Sadie is a true Chippewa Chip. Congratulations, Sadie. All right, congratulations to all our students of the month.
Are they all the correct title? guys want me to bring them up? You may talk about it first. They're here. They're here.
If the girls basketball and wrestlers just want to come up to the stage, Coach Hall, both halls, Coach Miller, Coach Torad, everybody. And the ball girls are more than welcome as well. While they're all up here, if they could separate. So wrestling over here, girls basketball over there, if you were unaware or weren't following our winter season, we had 2 hours. I'll start with girls basketball. Going into this year, if you kind of evaluated the WCAL at what production and who brought what back, after losing 4 starters and a state finalist appearance and a state runner-up, and what we brought back and what Smithville brought back and Wayndale brought back, I'm not quite sure, even if you ask Coach Miller, what we were getting ourselves into going into the year. And all we did was win, which is, you know, one of the best leagues in Northeast Ohio in girls basketball, alone. We didn't share it with anybody. Anytime you beat a team 3 times, anyone that the video kind of went viral when we beat them for a district final. Smithville beat Wayndale, obviously a daunting non-league schedule, and another Elite Eight appearance. An outstanding job by Coach Miller, her staff, our girls. It's not coincidental, and I'll say the same thing about wrestling. Miculum, our teachers, some of the best students in the school. We talk about discipline, work ethic. It, you know, you look up GPAs, it's these wrestlers, so it's not coincidental. So another outstanding year for our girls' basketball program. Woo! Wrestling, and all this is kind of on at the same time, which is a problem and an issue, but it's such a fun and problem, you know, it's a fun and crazy, hectic time as girls' basketball is doing districts. Wrestling's also doing sectionals, districts, and state. So I'll start with Coach McMorrow and Neil Miller, our boys wrestler at 170. Had the privilege of coaching him in football, so my heart is, they don't make very many kids like him anymore. Gets up 5 in the morning, gets his eggs, milks his cows, goes to school. He's just a kid that everybody wants to coach. He's just a hardworking kid. It was great to see him finally get to Columbus. After all, he had a kid from Defiance Tenora, which was a state placer, and then in a wrestleback had a kid. I think it was the number one kid from Nelsonville, York. But Neil wrestled very, very hard, and I'm glad you got that experience down in Columbus. Our girls, as the sport begins to evolve, they don't have separate divisions, so everybody wrestles together, which is crazy. Mr. Osborne and I went to us for sectionals. You know, our girls are wrestling Massillon Perry girls or you name it. There's no division. So big, small, everybody's together. Rodriguez went to Mentor with Mr. Marshall for districts, and then we all kind of were in Columbus back and forth as basketball was also going on. So our girls, Gabby Garten, Isabella Adams, Kayla Morishan, coached by the Hall sisters, outstanding. Gabby got fifth place. It wasn't what she got last year, but it was always, you know, she won her last match. She wrestled hard. She left the mat. She got another year to come back. Same with Isabella. She had a tough draw. And then Kayla Morishan is the first state champion in Wayne County at the female level. So we have a state champion, first time in school history. Won't want me to say it, district coach of the year. She probably won't want recognized by her sister, who's right there. They do everything together. Not only that, we ran a middle school CIT. We ran a boys CIT, we ran a girls CIT, we ran the league. We did a lot of things in wrestling this year as the sport continues to evolve and grow. And it's the best thing, and Mr. Osborne can speak on it, if it was a girls event, Coach Morrow and his staff were there. If it was a boys event, the Hall sisters were there. So it's just a great program on the up and up, and it's growing and continue to grow. So another outstanding year. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Do we have anyone for public participation? Thank you. Moving on, we have no donations to consider. We're moving into the treasurer's update, please. Mr. Hammond.
Thank you. No real pertinent comments tonight, so I'm really just looking to have the March financial.
All right, I need a motion to approve the March 2024 financials.
Yep.
Who did the yep? Okay, thank you. And a second, please?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Thank you.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yes.
Mr. Murdoch?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mrs.
Thank you. We have no superintendent's updates?
Well, we always have an update there, I guess. What I'd like to thank PTO for the solar sunglasses, for those that were handed out at school, to the staff and to the kids. Hopefully everybody got to see them, but thank the PTO publicly. And we should have kept the teams up here to sing happy birthday to TJ DeAngelis. But,
we'll
have to skip that. I don't know how old he is now.
But, that's a shame.
But happy birthday to TJ.
No, we already canceled the choir and the band.
Yeah. All righty. So
thank
those
you.
Would be it.
All right. That's moving into the superintendent's agenda. I need a motion to approve the amendment to the contract for Midland Council.
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Mr. Golub was first. Oh, sorry. Any discussion? Hearing none. Mr. Golub was first. Mr. DeAngelis was second. May we have roll call?
Mr. Golub?
Yeah.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Murdoch?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mrs. Fan says yes.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm with us. Thank you. Okay.
Drugs.
I need a motion to approve the MOU between the Chippewa Local School District and our OPSI chapter.
Motion.
Thank you. And a second? Any discussion? Hearing, Mr. Murdoch was first, Mr. Shafrath was second. May we have roll call, please?
Mr. Murdoch?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. Thank you. I need a motion to consider the MOU between OHUDDA and the schools. OHUDDLE.
So moved.
Thank you. In a second?
Yep.
Any discussion? All right, Mr. Golub was first, Mr. Shafrath was second. May we have roll call?
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Murdoch?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. Thank you. The motion passed. We have a resolution for authorizing participation in the interlocal purchasing system and authorize the award of the contract with vendor Vasco Sports Contractors to resurface the Memorial Stadium Trek.
I need a first, please. I need a motion, please. I'm sorry.
Yep, motion.
Thank you. And a second?
Yep.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Linda, I don't know, do you want to talk this, why was it open, why we use them, or Todd, if you want to talk to that?
Sure, I'd love to. We go through a purchasing co-op. Anything over $50,000, we have to have bids. So there are purchasing co-ops that we are members that handles the bids for us. So we still got quotes for the track, just to compare where we were, but Vasco was the lowest bidder. Vasco did our work for the stadium, attaching to their drainage system, so we thought it was a perfect fit, but they were still the lowest bidder. And with that, Vasco will also have in-kind donations, so if we would happen to get the proper dump trucks to follow along, that part of the bill would come off of the invoice that comes to us. If we get those donations, we can dump the road grindings, the asphalt grindings on our property. That's a savings also. So Vasco's very easy to work with, and they're located here in Northeast Ohio. Quotes from this, just to do our due diligence.
I was glad to see them, Todd. They've been a good partner, so.
And I'm just saying, amen. The track is getting done. Thank you.
A second, yes. Amen.
Yes.
And Mr. Hammond, I'm sorry, I neglected to write down who was second.
Mr. Shafrath.
Yes, Mr. Shafrath.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Murdick was first. Mr. Shafrath was second. May we have roll call, please?
Mr. Murdick?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
I might as well put it out here now. The track will be closed.
Oh.
Third week of May, all of June, and probably all of July. It will be closed. So practices and all that stuff are going to be at different fields and what have you. It'll be closed.
It's a nice note after the vote.
Oh, I do. Oh. I'm sorry, it slipped my mind.
Does that affect your vote?
So that means no one can get on the field also?
Correct.
So the stadium effectively closed?
Closed.
Okay, I think that makes it simple.
Yeah.
No stadium for the summer.
What was the beginning date, Todd?
It's going to be somewhere in the middle of May, the second or third week, or we'll get in there. Now, they'll take up part of it. We'll be able to use it. We're going to come in, and when they pour the asphalt, it's going to be shut down again and has to cure. Then when that does, they'll be able to, maybe a handful of days. Then we're going to turn around, and you put the rubberized stuff on it. That has to cure. Then it's totally off, because then you're going to come in and strike. So it's going to be, we're not going to be on the track. It's not going to be worth trying to open it up for 2 days to have kids walk across it in their socks, to put their soccer shoes on or the football shoes on, and then not be able to go on it when the ball goes on it. So we're going to be closed on it if it's absolutely necessary, but we're going to be closed for the most of the summer.
I put that under superintendent's update, just his comment about the track being closed.
Oh, all right. Thank you. And we voted on that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
On the track?
Yeah, we departed on the track.
Yeah.
All right. Moving right along like a herd of turtles here. Okay, upon consideration to adopt board policy JEFB, need a motion, please?
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Yes.
Was that, who said yet? Oh. Any discussion? All right, and this policy is for the classes, mm-hmm. so that we know what JEFB is. Thank you. Mr. Golub was first. Mr. Shafrath was second. May we have roll call, please?
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yeah.
Mr. Murdick?
Yep.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. I need a motion to approve the supplemental salary schedule and job description of head coach, advisors, et cetera.
So moved.
Thank you. In a second?
Yep.
Whoops. Any discussion? I would just like to say thank you for the folks working on this. I know that CEA was involved, and appreciate their working this out. Mr. Murdick was first. Mr. Shafrath was second. May we have roll call, please?
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. Motion passed. I need a motion to approve the lunch prices for 2024 through 2025, please.
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Was there any change in prices, or
Got it.
Yes. Yes, there was a change. We went up by 25 cents for our students and Brenall buildings. The adult breakfast and adult lunch went up by 50 cents. That's not too doggone bad. Anything else? Thank you. Mr. Golub was first. Mr. Murdick was second. May we have roll call, please?
Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Murdick?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mrs. Spen?
Yes. We're now moving into the superintendent's consent agenda. Are A through K. I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing no questions, Mr. Golub was first. Mr. DeAngelis, roll call, please.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yeah.
Mr. Murdick?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yep.
Mrs. Spen?
Yes. Thank you. Motion passed. There is nothing listed for board discussion. All right. I see no new business. That moves us into, I need a motion to request for executive session.
Moved.
And a second?
Yep.
All right, and we're moving into executive session for A2, which is dealing with employment. Mr. Murdick was first. Mr. Shafrath was second. May we have roll call, please?
Mr. Murdick?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mrs.
Yes. Thank you. And we are out at
6:30.
Thank you, and we'll not be taking any action when we come out of executive session. So thank you for attending.